Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You know, influence is a very, very interesting concept. The idea that you could find something so appealing, so attractive, and not only that, but also so exciting as well, that you as an individual find yourself being influenced by it, right? And with the conversation of K-pop and Afrobeats, for me, I must say that the idea, or just how much K-pop has actually influenced young people today, it really, really caught me by surprise. Although the signs were there, but it caught me sleeping, because K-pop is an incredibly big industry, as well as Afrobeats, obviously originating in Nigeria, but now having consumed the whole of Africa and the world, right? These are very, very different types of genres that I'm using. And obviously we're using these genres as a way of inviting you into the discussion, or to make you aware of the fact that there are industries out there and there are music genres out there that are influencing you as an individual in ways that you haven't even imagined. For example, I'm going to start off with K-pop, right? I mean, we all know of the very, very popular show called, what is it called again? I'm sure you know where that soundtrack is from, because it's Squid Games. Yes, it's a very popular show, very violent show, very bloody show. Definitely not a family-friendly show. I'll definitely put that warning. But it has become a cultural phenomenon. It has made a huge impact in secular pop culture, right? Because of the influence that Korean music or Korean entertainment has on the rest of the world. And this is important, right? Because many of us, or for a long time, America has been the number one influence when it comes to media and entertainment. Yes, Japan, for example, and a lot of Asian countries have, actually more specifically Japan, for example, has been big on things such as manga, as well as animation, a lot of animation, or anime rather. It has been very, very big, and also video games as well. A lot of them have come from Asia. But we all know that the home of global entertainment influence is America, because that's where many of our icons are coming from. But there is a shift happening in the modern age, and it's affecting and influencing young people. It's to an extent that young people are even starting to want to speak Korean. I can say there's a show I've watched, right? And this show really influenced me to want to learn Japanese, because it showcased the Japanese culture. And this is something that we as a community, we as a Christian community, need to understand, because whether you like it or not, you are influenced by things that go beyond the Bible, beyond your church, beyond the people that you go to church with. So these are quite important conversations for us to have. And not only that, even though you can control what you're exposed to, your friend will then come and introduce you to these things, right? And I genuinely find it interesting. The first thing I want to say is that I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing that, for example, Afrobeats as well as K-pop as a culture is influencing young people around the world today. Like, young people are coming together to dance to this type of music. And I would say, for the most part, I mean, I have a niece who's really into K-pop. She knows how to speak Korean. She knows how to dance to the songs. She watches K-drama. This is becoming such a big industry. I cannot stress enough just how many people are invested in K-entertainment, Korean entertainment. And then you also have Nigeria as well, which we all know about Nollywood as an industry. It's such a big industry that it even has its own name, right? Obviously named after Hollywood in America. And then Netflix itself came and invested in Nollywood as an industry. However, obviously that didn't go quite as well for those who are paying attention, but I'm not going to get into a lot of that. But there's also also the music industry in Nigeria, which is impacting and influencing the whole of Africa and the world, where many of us, even in the southern parts of Africa, are beginning to make music that sounds like theirs. I mean, I'm sure some of you have heard of, Afro gospel, right? Afro gospel, because you have those lovely, pumpy, upbeat African melodies or instrumentals, and then you're just singing about God in terms of your vocals. I know an artists that I know that do this quite well would be King D Music, as well as Noel Mio. They make incredible music, and a lot of their music obviously is not limited to being Afrobeats. It's very contemporary and versatile in range, but while at the same time they do feature a lot of Afrobeats within their music, right? Like I know there's a birthday song that I love very much. I'm actually compiling a birthday song playlist that I want to be sending to friends on their birthday so that they can have a playlist of good music that they can listen to. But this particular song is like a Afrobeat song. Maybe one day it'll be a song that you stumble upon. Happy birthday, yummy friend. One more year upon them. Great day to you, praise to you, running, doing it again. Yeah, I just don't know the words of the song. But it's a very Afrobeat type of song, right? I wouldn't be surprised if the musician is either from Ghana or Nigeria. And I love the fact that Africa is beginning to now pay attention to music and entertainment and content that we're filming in our each one another's respective countries. So I think of how Africa as a continent, the individual countries have always paid attention to Western entertainment, Western media, right? And now we're moving more and more in towards paying attention to one another's content. And what's even better, right, which is happening, and this comes back to how we've become so exposed to K-pop, is the fact that we're living in a modern world where each and every country in the world that has access to the internet, computers, and some equipment now can make music to influence the entire world, right? In other words, we're all competing for the attention of the entire world, which is quite fitting considering that there's 8 billion people on the planet, and some countries are even not really reporting every single individual that lives within that country, right? Because doing a consensus is very, very hard. Right, when you think about it, when we do the national census, it is incredibly hard. So it is something that we really, really need to give thought to. It's something that we need to think about, right? The fact that we now live in a world where each and every one of us have a chance at influencing our neighbors. Everybody has a chance. The fact that K-pop is now influencing young people, whereas before we used to consider things that come from Asia in general as a society, right? And I do not mean this in a defamatory way or in a derogatory manner. But like we used to talk about Asia and more specifically China as though there's nothing quality comes from there. But nowadays, it's like China, people are buying things and are mad at the government for putting taxes on goods coming in from Temo, or some of you call it Demo. But like, you know what I mean, right? We understand that they produce high quality stuff that we want to use, stuff that we want to consume. And that's a very good thing. Needless to say, I'm glad that the influence that is coming from these music genres, global music, is not a bad influence. And some of you may be thinking it, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to be the one to say it. We have received, there are music genres that actually spread a lot of negativity. And it's not the music genre's fault necessarily. Like, for example, hip hop is infamous for spreading very negative vibes. And what I mean by that is if you listen to the lyrics of a lot of music artists out there, of a lot of rap artists out there, rock has also been very infamous of doing this, where I'm not saying every single artist within rock does this or Christian rock is guilty of this. What I'm saying is the culture or predominantly the music you find within those industries, you find that they shame women, they talk about robbing and stealing, and those are the types of activities that they glorify. And I think it is important for us to understand that just because an entire genre does something doesn't mean the entire genre in itself is tainted. Why do I say that? Because even speaking in itself is a genre. I mean, speaking is a profession, and yet there are many people around the world, dictators, who speak. They practice the discipline of public speaking, right? Now, are you not going to let your child do public speaking simply because public speaking in itself as a craft, as a discipline, was used by some person out there to spread negativity? And what about music in itself as a discipline, right? This is my perspective, right? I'm trying to explain that there's balance to this. Not that there's no reason for us to pay attention to it, but we also do need to be careful, though, in consuming this content that we're receiving from other countries and being influenced by it. We definitely do, especially as young people. We are people who like having fun, but we especially do need to be paying attention. So I'm going to leave you with this question. Are you, and to what degree are you, influenced by K-pop and Afrobeats in today's world?
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe. Maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.